Good morning, Gdansk.
Good morning, Gdansk. It's just after 11, and of course, we are still here. Ewelina Potocka.
Chris Farman. No i ciągle jesteśmy w poświątecznych nastrojach. Jeszcze brzuchy pełne barszczu.
Seriously?
Sałatki.
It's what, 3 days after Christmas for me, 4 days after Christmas for you. Yeah, 24th, 25th.
26th.
Boxing Day?
No właśnie.
You guys celebrate 26?
Oczywiście, yeah? 26. U nas są święta 2 dni, a wcześniej jeszcze Wigilia, więc all together you may say that you have 3 days.
Okay. Pretty much the same in the UK.
So can you imagine 3 days of sitting by the table and eating?
I was there, so yes, I can. Yes, indeed. But you know what? It's a magical time. You know, the fact that you just get to eat and do nothing throughout the whole of Christmas, it is pretty amazing, and of course, you can't forget the presents.
Otóż to. But this is already the past. We've been talking about milestones in the first hour of our show.
Indeed.
Mo, 2019 was pretty year.
There has been a lot that's happened, to be honest. A lot of big things, which maybe we wouldn't expect, or maybe actually there are a lot of things, in fact, that have kind of been and gone, which already maybe we've forgotten about.
Otóż to.
And there are still, you know, a few more to come as well. We will be giving you a few more because literally, however, this is a problem. Lots of these ones are negatives.
Tak?
Yeah, you know, quite a few of them were negatives. There are a few positives in there, but still quite a few are negatives.
But, you know, Justin Bieber marrying Hailey Bieber. So, Hailey, you know, this is not a negative thing. he's wife.
He's actually found somebody to put up with him.
Of course.
It's positive. Okay, in just a second, we will be joined by two, let's call them little people, yes?
Yeah, but big hearts.
Two little people with big hearts straight after this.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare. See, I'll leave with every piece of you. Is bringing me out the dark. The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me breathless. I can't help feeling we could have had it all. You have my heart and soul.
Good Morning Gdańsk, Radio Gdańsk. Jesteśmy z wami. Dziś jest, cóż, sobota. A sobotę dlaczego nie zaprosić gości?
So, today we decided to get two small people to come in and join us in the studio. And purely because we think it's probably best to get the two small people in. You know, it's just after Christmas. Small people love Christmas a little bit more.
Yes. Still in a Christmassy mood.
Yes, indeed. So we do have... Actually, I'm going to let you guys introduce yourself. So,
I'm
ladies
Amelia.
First. Amelia and...
I'm Thomas.
Yes. And thank you for joining us in the studio today. Obviously, it's just after Christmas. How was your Christmas?
It was great. Yeah. I got some headphones.
Fantastic, fantastic. And this was at the top of your Christmas list?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Santa's listening. Santa is listening.
Santa's everywhere.
My Christmas was very great and I got some Lego.
Oh, okay. But you know what's interesting? You asked how was your Christmas and they answered with gifts. A co z Christmas tree? A co z pysznym jedzeniem? A co z omłamaniem się opłatkiem? Bo trzeba powiedzieć, że w naszym studiu jest rodzeństwo, Emilia i Tomasz Karen. Młodzi ludzie, którzy po pierwsze mówią i w języku angielskim i po polsku, ponieważ ich rodzice to... Polka i Brytyjczyk, więc jesteście miksturą polsko-brytyjską.
I'm slightly jealous, to be honest. I am slightly jealous of their skills. But okay, so presents, okay? First thing you mentioned was presents, but what does Christmas mean for you guys? Do you have a deeper meaning to Christmas?
For me, the meaning is presents, Santa, Christmas tree decorating.
Okay.
And the food.
And the food.
Nice, nice. And of course, obviously, your father is a typical Englishman. Was your Christmas tree up earlier than the typical Polish families of the 24th?
Yes.
Yes. See, this is what I mean. This is the meaning of Christmas.
Czyli ja jestem British. I'm more British than because I have already, I had my Christmas tree from starting from the 6th. Także cały grudzień prawie.
See?
A Tomek, dla ciebie, jak to jest z tymi świętami?
For me, Christmas means like presents. I can spend time with my family and I can eat a lot.
Okay, guys, so what do you eat? Do you eat Polish food or British food?
We eat Polish food because we have a Polish family and we go to each other to our houses for Christmas to a different person. And they are Polish because... So we just eat Polish food.
Because you live in Poland,
yeah.
Of course. Mm-hmm. So your babcia, one babcia is Polish, one babcia is British.
Yeah.
No i właśnie, jak to jest z tą brytyjską babcią? Czy babcia nie tęskni trochę za moimi wnuczętami? Oj, dzieci, kids, where are you, kids?
But this is actually a very good question. When it comes to the whole Christmas, do you prefer... the English Christmas?
This is a tricky question.
Or the Polish Christmas? Because let's be honest, eating fish for Christmas?
No. It's not good, is it?
You see?
No.
You see, I have people that agree with me. Eating fish for Christmas is not correct.
I cannot understand
I think
you guys.
Turkey is better.
There we go. Thank you, Amelia. That's exactly what I mean. It's all about the turkey.
Nie znajdziemy tu porozumienia.
But of course, generally, because you spent Christmas here in Poland.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you normally eat the Polish food, or, you know, because of the English tata, you have to have like the English kind of selection as well. What do you do? The Polish food or the English, or a bit of a mixture?
We like eat the mixture of Polish food and English food.
Okay.
So what about the British dishes? I'm very curious. Jakie brytyjskie dania macie, angielskie dania macie na stole?
Moje ulubione to ten kurczak.
Kurczak?
No ten turkey.
Czyli indyk raczej.
Tak.
Okej, okay. To jest tak jak w Wielkiej Brytanii, tak jak powiedział Chris. Ale coś jeszcze macie na stole? Takiego, wiecie, z brytyjskiego?
What about the sweet stuff?
Candy floss.
What? Candy floss? Yeah. For like, Christmas, candy floss?
I mean some like candy, like English kind of candy.
But of course, because obviously in Poland we have the... What are these? This poppy seed cake, which basically tastes...
Makowiec.
Yes. The one which tastes like dry bread, let's say. Let's be honest, yeah? Do you like it? Makowiec?
Not really.
No? A serniczek?
Yes, I don't like it.
You see, so, you know, the Polish cakes, hit and miss. Hit
ale
and
ja
miss.
Powiem, że ja fanką makowca też nie jestem. To jest takie ciasto makowiec, it's love or hate.
Yeah, exactly. For me, it's like sucking on dry bread.
Okay, so you never eat it. Serniczek.
No, not at
you
all.
You prefer serniczek.
Serniczek, 100% we will go with it. Anyway, these little guys will be staying with us for a little while longer, and we will come back to you guys in just a second.
Take care of you. Ooh, sweet child. 'Cause you are the future. I see tears where there should be joy. For every little girl and every little boy, a desert that needs some rain to help you out and ease your pain. Sweet child, sweet child of mine. Ooh, sweet child, never, never, never be. Yes, you are our future. We know that you are, and I'm hoping that you will go far. And whatever you need, I'll try to be with you. 'Cause
welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, obviously, we were talking about the whole milestone situation for 2019 because, let's be honest, 2020 is just around the corner.
2020. I remember the Sylvester party, New Year's Eve, 2000. I was in
second. 2000?
Tak, no pamiętam to, rok 2000. Co to będzie? Will it be the end of the world? You know,
you're
such like, a question.
You're like an elephant, you know? Like the ones that just remember everything.
Dinosaur. Yeah. You may say it already for you, maybe. Yeah, ale 2000 rok był tak niedawno, teraz już mamy 20. Jak to szybko naprawdę wszystko
it really
upływa.
Is. It really seriously is. Considering like this year, generally like, yeah, I can still remember what happened at the beginning of the year. And normally that never happens.
Yes, and this the beginning year, of the year was such a fantastic period of time for
it
you.
It was.
You know, meeting me.
We just met each other and now it's gone downhill.
Oh, tak, od razu. Emilia i Tomasz, Karen są z nami cały czas w studiu. Guys, how old are you?
I'm 9.
I'm 10.
Okay. Oh. So how is it from your perspective? Time flies also so fast for you, or is it like very slow because you haven't got to school?
For me, it's quite slow because of the homework or the tests. All the school makes it just run so slowly.
No właśnie.
That, like, I feel it's been about, or like in a month, it's been 3 months already.
I want to have your feeling, give it to me.
Generally, for example, you guys being at school right now, is it a hard life?
A bit.
Yeah, do you complain about it?
No.
No?
Because, like, I'm in fourth class and now we have all the tests.
Okay, yeah.
All the more of the tests, and it's quite a lot. For example, like in the weekend, sometimes we don't rest, we have to learn.
Okay.
To all of the tests.
See,
this
Chris?
This is what I mean.
You should take example.
This is. But who is worst in your family for this? Is it your mum or your dad that kind of like, okay, no, this weekend, your homework, all weekend?
Mummy.
Yeah, she's more strict?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's Thomas' opinion?
Mummy.
Oh, greetings, mummy.
Because my daddy would say, okay, you can play on the computer, then you can do your homework and everything will be all right. Not, no reason to stress, no reason to rush.
There you go. And I guess you guys are both computer fans?
Yes, I'm a computer fan.
But we can't play, like, all the time. We have, like, 3 hours on Friday we can only play.
3 hours on Friday only?
Yeah.
Strict rules.
What has happened to the world?
See?
This is a new way of parenting? I have no idea.
Okay, but maybe parenting, let's leave this. Coming back to our subject, 2019 rok prawie już do końca dobiega. Udało wam się coś takiego zrobić w tym roku, z czego jesteście bardzo dumni, osiągnąć coś wyjątkowego w waszych życiach?
I climbed Babia Góra.
Oh.
I do acrobatics and I learned, like, to touch with my legs, my toes from my legs at my head.
Whoa.
Zaraz, czekaj, właśnie.
You may have to show us. So you learned to touch your toes?
With my toes from my legs to my...
Dotknęła palcami u stóp głowy. Wow.
Okay. And it doesn't hurt?
If you're stretched, it doesn't.
And so she still walks?
Yes.
Fantastycznie. But you did it also on Babia Góra with Tomasz?
Yeah.
Babia Góra, is this like a baby mountain?
No, it's
like, that's what it sounds like.
It's like female mountain.
A female mountain, okay. Thomas, do you like hiking up mountains? Is this something you really enjoy?
I don't enjoy it so much, but I like it, yeah.
Yeah?
Because, like, okay. Our mummy likes climbing mountains, so if our mummy wants to go, we all have to go. So we're doing it more for our mummy than for us, ourselves.
Bless, I love it. So your mum just kind of drags you up the mountain and is like, look,
yeah,
we're going hiking.
You can't just not go, you're going.
Okay.
And you have to.
And just out of interest, your dad on this, does your dad also like the hiking on the mountain?
No.
Exactly. See, it's a Polish-English thing.
Bardzo.
English people just don't see the point in walking up a mountain.
To prawda, which I feel so sorry for you guys. Okay, we will be back in a minute asking the young guys for the plans for 2020.
Dokładnie. Radio Gdańsk.
English service. Good morning. Here's some highlights of what's going on this weekend in the Tri-City. On Sunday at 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Złotma Karczma, Park Games Orienteering will be held. Park Games in the form of a walking or orienteering run are recreational and sporting events in individual districts of the Tri-City, which aim to promote active leisure, explore interesting places, mainly parks and forest areas, play together outdoors and promote competition with a map. Colourful maps are prepared for the participants for interesting routes to choose from at various levels of difficulty and, of course, warm tea afterwards. At the finish line, everyone will receive a commemorative medal. On Sunday evening at 5 p.m. at the Philharmonia Bałtycka in Wrzeszcz will be held an evening of Winter Songs of Frank Sinatra. Winter Songs of Frank Sinatra is the perfect repertoire for winter evenings. Swing versions of famous American holiday songs are a real music feast. Let It Snow, The First Noel, and Jingle Bells will allow you to move to the festive New York of the 1950s. During the concert, you can hear the timeless hits that are American holiday standards, performed, among others, precisely by the famous Frank Sinatra, and the beautiful carols from the artist's repertoire, such as Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Winter Wonderland, and Silent Night. Tickets are priced from 49 to 149 zloty. And finally for today, there's the Oliva Star Lego Family Sunday. Every Sunday from 10 till 3pm for large and small Lego maniacs, a special workshop zone is organised on the 32nd floor of the magnificent Olivia Star building, which is led by passionate and ideas animators from Bricks for Kids Tri-City. Kids are crazy about the blocks and parents have the opportunity to fully relax and watch their children in action. Tickets are priced 18 zloty and 15 zloty discounted. Full details of these events and more can be found on the Radio Gdańsk website.
Good morning, Gdańsk! I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far. Oh, and I look back now, the summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, those wanna be there. Those were the best days of my life.
Milestones, czyli co udało nam się osiągnąć w 2019 roku i plany na rok 2020. I will ask you, Chris, about this. Don't worry. But first, let's have Tomasz and Emilia. What a 10-year-old and 9-year-old can plan for the next year?
I would like to learn how to do a Randall.
Excuse me?
Once again? A Randolph?
Yeah.
Co to jest?
It's kind of like in acrobatics you have those. It's kind of like you do a star.
Okay.
But you get on when you're landing, like in the air, you have to have your straight legs and land with straight legs like you are standing normally.
Okay.
To chyba bardzo trudne jest.
Okay, so it's literally, it's about that kind of that landing and being like a perfect landing.
Yeah.
And you call this a Randolph?
Yeah.
Strange names.
Bardzo dziwne.
Pretty sure.
Trochę mi się kojarzy z Rudolph the Red Nose. Yeah,
that's exactly what I thought at first. I was like, a Rudolph?
But, Randolph.
Okay, and is this difficult? Do you think you will accomplish this in 2020?
Because I kind of, I'm starting to learn it, but
okay.
I don't land properly.
So what, you land on your face at the moment? What happens?
No, because I land like, I land, I don't land straight.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to land like with my arms and legs straight, and I don't do that.
Okay, she has to nail the landing. That is exactly
Trzymamy
what Emilia has to do.
Trzymamy kciuki za ciebie, Emilia, jak najbardziej. A Tomasz, jakie będzie miał marzenie?
I would want to learn how to do parkour.
Parkour, okay, we all know what this is.
Sportowe marzenia.
Really? So have you started this at all?
Yeah, I already started it.
Okay.
Jak?
Yeah, exactly. How's that going?
It's going quite good.
Okay. Tak, ale nie jesteś za młody, żeby parkour uprawiać?
I go like on special trainings for like this were children, like for 8 years old or 9 years old children.
No way. And where is this normally? Is this like outside or?
No,
is
it's like inside. You know that stadium Energa?
Oczywiście, że znamy.
Yeah, and inside you do it. There's like a arena, you say in
Yeah,
Poland?
It's like the trampolining kind of arena, and I think I've seen it. It's like
it's
a
fun
soft
arena.
Fun arena. Okay.
Ah, czyli tam można też trenować.
And
parkour.
I do my acrobatics there too.
Oh, proszę bardzo.
This is great for the parents. You guys have it both at the same time as well.
Yeah, and both at the same time.
Parents are living an easy life, I think.
Super, dzieciaki, czyli aktywny nowy rok, aktywne plany. Bardzo nam się to podoba. Super.
Do you know what we didn't hear? Anything about getting top grades at school. We didn't hear any of that.
Because they are probably already genius.
Maybe so, maybe.
Jak tam, waszymi ocenami? Dobrze jest?
No, I kind of like, I'd like to have some better ones, but like, it's all right.
What are you on at the moment? So what is
5, 4, 6.
How are you not happy with that? What? 6 is the top, yes?
6 is the top. It's like extraordinary, fantastic.
And there's Amelia. Oh, I would like to have some better. Are you kidding me? Like, I wish I was that good at school.
Dokładnie. Nawet nie wyobrażacie sobie, jakie oceny miał Chris.
And Tomasz, are you following in your sister's footsteps?
Yeah, like 5, 6, 4, 3. I'm sort of like those.
Oh my
word. Widzisz?
Seriously, something in my childhood, something went wrong. Catastrophically wrong. Yes.
Tak, przyznaję to. No dobrze, Emilia i Tomasz Karen, bardzo wam dziękujemy za to, że odwiedziliście naszą audycję Good Morning Gdańsk. Thank you and wish you all the best for the next year, guys.
Exactly. We'll be speaking to you, I'm sure, in 2020, some stage. Hopefully, you'll be a parkour, hardcore runner. I have no idea. I'm trying to make a sentence here. But something to do with parkour. Fantastic at it. And of course, the Randolph. I give up. But yeah, good luck.
Dziękujemy wam bardzo.
Thank you.
Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you. Let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She's walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh? Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game.
Wow, that was quite a treat having two small people in the studio.
You know, I'm so happy that their dreams are about activity.
And this just really shows how, well, from my childhood to their childhood, it's changed so much. You know, these kids are getting fantastic grades and still they're a little bit, you know, not so happy about it.
Very ambitious.
That's insane. Or, you know, the restriction, 3 hours of gaming per week, that's it.
No cóż, może czasami trzeba. Ale my dziś rozmawiamy o tak zwanych milestones of the year. Oczywiście możecie pisać do nas, write us about your personal milestones, what you achieved during the year, and what are your plans for the next year.
Exactly. 2020 is just around the corner. What? We're the 28th today, so means we're what? 3 days away? 3 days away.
3 dni i 2020.
Wow. But wow. We still have to get over Sylvester first.
Oh, tak.
This is going to be a big one for some of us. But this is a problem. Sylvester is coming up. So much pressure on that big night. You know, I've seen people on Instagram already trying on their, Sylvester dresses. Like some sparkling things. They look like...
Kula.
Okay, glitter balls in English, yeah.
Kula dyskotykowa.
They pretty much look like
so
this.
So they can basically hang themselves.
Pretty much. They can just stand in the middle of the room and spin.
No więc właśnie. Podsumowaliśmy już w poprzedniej godzinie rok 2019 filmowo i częściowo wydarzeniowo, ale when it comes to May...
Ooh,
w maju powiedzieliśmy już, że zakończył się sezon Gry o Tron, ale w maju urodził się też Little Archie.
Ah, I do have this on my list. Yes, indeed.
Prawnuk kolejny,
exactly.
Elżbiety II.
Prince Harry decided to go for the first, let's say, colored person in the royal family. Mm-hmm. And of course, they had a baby together.
Tak jest. Prince Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor.
But let's be honest, this year, the royal family have had ups and downs.
Oh,
and
tak.
Most of them have been downs.
Powiem szczerze, że to był a tough year for royal family.
Yes, indeed. We had, of course, most recently, Prince Andrew. Allegedly,
afera, wręcz,
exactly.
Trzeba powiedzieć.
Allegedly doing bad things.
Bardzo.
So it's been a tough one. Of course, Prince Andrew from this, he's been demoted basically by the Queen. And he's had to give up a lot of things. It's been a tough one. Of course, we had a baby. The brothers have been fighting.
No właśnie, mamy kłótnie pomiędzy Harrym a Williamem.
They've basically gone separate ways. They had a charity together. They decided to split the charity and go in completely different ways. Mm-hmm. Now they claim that they're on different levels, like they're looking for different things at the moment, but they're still brothers, you know?
Yes, yeah. And we have Meghan Markle. She's new in a family, and she's very controversial.
Yes, indeed. But she's American.
No właśnie.
It's, and, you know, there was obviously rumors. I'm pretty sure these are probably facts as well, but the royal family originated... from like some German aspect, some German roots. And now, of course, we're getting the American in there as well. It's a multinational royal family.
Amerykanki, tudzież Amerykanina, with this American lifestyle that they never had. I nagle zderza się ta stateczna, wyważona królowa with Meghan Markle.
Now they can officially say that one of the royal family is on Netflix topless.
Oh.
Yeah, she was on Suits, you know, a little bit of a naked show on there. Can you imagine if that was, you know, Queen Elizabeth in her earlier days?
To be honest, I believe Queen Elizabeth isn't the happiest when it comes to love of her grandchild Harry.
Uh-huh.
Ale cóż może zrobić?
Well, let's be honest. Queen Elizabeth this year, what's happened? They have a new grandchild. The American has invaded. Prince Andrew has been a bad boy. Boris Johnson has lied to her.
Otóż to właśnie chciałam powiedzieć. Tematem politycznym, jeśli chodzi o Europę, no z pewnością jest Brexit. Czyli, you know, a cat standing by the door, you open the door. No, I don't want to enter. You close the door. Let me in, tak? No i cóż, zapłakana Theresa May.
Yes, Theresa May, what she left in, was it May,
I lata.
Indeed, she left. And let's be honest, she, well, what, she came into this whole power situation for a couple of years, and you know what, she looked 20 years younger before entering this situation.
Zgadza się.
Was it worth it?
No to jest pytanie, but now your prime minister, Boris Johnson, he started in July.
Yep.
He's very happy and he's completely determined to do the Brexit.
Exactly. So he, obviously they had the general election because the biggest problem was he didn't have the majority in parliament and everything that he was putting forward was being voted against. So he wasn't getting anywhere. So they had a re-election just before Christmas, which everybody, let's say, protested in a way, like an election in December. This is crazy. Boris Johnson won, but he didn't just win. He basically did something which we haven't seen in a long time. There were, let's be honest, it's like world records were broken with the majority that he got.
Tak.
Nobody thought that he would really get such
so a... So it shows that Brits are for Brexit.
It looks that way, yes. Or maybe it's just that we weren't for Jeremy Corbyn, you know?
Czyli lider partii pracy, the Labour Party.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of like, okay, we have to pick one of them. Mm. They're both bad, but this one's a little bit worse. Okay. You know, so it's...
W polityce wszystko się liczy. You have to really be very, very, very careful when it comes to politics.
Exactly. Of course, Boris Johnson's plan, of course, is to have Brexit done by the 31st of January. Who knows? We will see. Let's take it back to our country, back to Poland. Some good news happened in 2019. If you're under 26 years old, you don't have to pay tax.
Oh.
Yes, tax break for under 26-year-olds. This is a pretty good one. I think for many 26-year-olds, they're pretty, or under 26-year-olds, they're pretty happy about this whole situation. Let's be honest, I wish I was under 26 now. You know, not paying tax.
No, niestety. No niestety, ale nie jesteś takim dinozaurem jak ja. And when it comes to good news in Poland, Olga Tokarczuk got the Nobel Prize for Literature. To jest naprawdę cudowne, big achievement.
Wow, okay. When you said good news in Poland, I was actually thinking you were going to talk about the, you remember the penguin that was in Oliver Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Albinos?
Yeah, the albino penguin, the first albino. Is he still there?
Yes.
I haven't seen him yet. I need to go and give him a little wave. but yeah, of course, this
is... Привет, ваше шветное.
But for me, that's good news, you know? A little albino penguin in our zoo right here.
Yeah, he's probably the only one in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Nie ma drugiego pingwina albinosa.
Exactly.
Ale jak mogłeś so easily, you know, come from Olga to Karczu to...
It happens. But yeah, exactly. There were some, really fantastic news in Poland. And of course, a little bit of... catastrophes we saw near Zakopane, the big mountain, the electric lightning bolt hitting the top of the mountain.
Szokujące.
It really was, injuring over 100 people and killing around about 5 people. Not such a great news, but this storm just apparently came out of nowhere. So for 2020 people, and especially this time right now you're up on the mountains, you know, hiking, skiing, doing whatever you're doing, be careful. You know,
you need to really
look at the weather forecast, see what's going to happen.
Yeah, and at the end of the year, still December, not so long ago, The Witcher premiere, the series The Witcher, Wiedźmin serial, no jest premiera, odbyła się, wszyscy fani zwariowali.
It's on my list of 2020.
Dobrze.
I haven't seen it.
No dobrze, dobrze. To jest świeża sprawa, także na spokojnie podejść do tematu.
Fantastic. Anyway, we're going to be here after 12 o'clock, so don't go anywhere apart from just switch over to DAB. Yes, indeed, we're going to be on DAB, so get to our Facebook page at Good Morning Gdansk. The link is at the top. Or, of course, go to the Radio Gdansk website, click on the little speaker, and you can carry on listening to us, because we're going to be here for, until what, 12:30 today?
No, oczywiście.
It's Christmas, people.